This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Jew hatred or anti-Semitism is rising at levels that we have never seen here in the United States. Last month, we saw a beautiful Jewish couple that were going to get married in Jerusalem gunned down in Washington, D.C. while they were attending a very special event there in the nation's capital. This couple had so much to look forward to. They had great plans ahead. But then it all ended on that tragic day when you had a demonic Jew hater gun them down in Washington, D.C. in cold blood. Last month, we also had something happen in Colorado where a demonic Jew hater threw a firebomb into a crowd of Jewish people who were simply gathered together to support the hostages still being held by demonic terrorists in the Gaza Strip. A lot of people at that Colorado gathering were injured as a result of that firebombing. We also see what's happening on our university campuses with Jew hatred and rising anti-Semitic events happening on those college campuses, so much so that Jewish people are afraid to even walk in public or go to classes because of fear that they might be hurt or injured as a result of the hatred on some of these university campuses across our country. My wife and I were supposed to be in Dallas, Texas this weekend to attend one of the largest pro-Israel gatherings planned for 2025. That event was canceled. Here's the background. Each year, there is a three-day Israel summit that brings together thousands of supporters for Israel and the Jewish people. They bring in a lot of great speakers from Israel and from around our country. The organizers are Hai Yuvel and the Israel Guys. They were informed by the FBI and local law enforcement agencies that direct threats were made by jihadist groups in this country and also people in support of Hamas and Jew haters here in our nation who issued calls to target the Israel summit, including physical harm to those attending. So the Israel Guys and Hai Yuvel made the decision, based on safety concerns, to cancel the summit. You know, you think about this for just a second. People were coming together to support the Jewish people, to support Israel, and then they had to cancel it because of these threats. We have to ask ourselves a troubling question. Is it still safe in America to publicly stand with Israel and the Jewish people? I know those of you who are listening today love the Jewish people, love the land of Israel, but as believers, we cannot remain silent on what's going on here in our country with the rising tide of Jew hatred. We must speak out and be bold in our support of the Jewish people and the land of Israel. Josh Waller is the director of Hai Yuvel and the Israel Guys. He actually sent me a message immediately after the event was canceled there in Dallas, Texas. Here's what he said.
Boy, do we need all hands on deck. Feel like we got enough good Americans to fight this one. I'm still here in Israel. I just canceled my flight. No need to fly back at this point. Never even imagined we'd be sitting in these shoes, getting feedback from the team that it feels like, the early 1930s in Germany. But I just got the feeling, yeah, we could be there, and we should act like we're there, because we need to fight it like we know what it looks like. I kind of feel that there's enough good Americans to turn the tide here, as long as they know what's at stake. This definitely doesn't represent the majority of Americans. Boy, is it ugly. We got our hands full. As you know, as always, we'll be sticking to it. We'll hopefully hear some good news soon.
You know, there's a lot of great organizations that you can connect to help fight Jew hatred and to stand with the Jewish people and the land of Israel. One of those organizations is the Israel Guys. You can find out more about what they do in the land of Israel when you go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. I encourage you to check that out. Also, another incredible organization is the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. You can Google that one and find out more about what they do as well. Whatever you do, do not remain silent. Stand up. Be bold. This is definitely demonic spiritual warfare that's happening around the world. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net. I'm John Riley.